Hi, Newstalk's Ciara Kelly here. There is something about summer that makes you want to refresh your home. And for many of us, that starts with the kitchen. It's where the morning coffee happens, where family life gathers, where friends always seem to end up. And after years of wear and tear, it might be time to give it the attention it deserves. So if you're thinking about a new kitchen, Tile Style is well worth a visit, because Tile Style doesn't just do tiles, they also design and supply beautiful kitchens, including the luxurious Porcelainosa kitchen collection. Think high quality, contemporary design, stunning finishes, clever storage, and a look that can completely transform your space. Their expert team can help you plan it all properly with advice and optional virtual design, so you can see how your new kitchen will come together before making any big decisions. And with Tile Style Summer Sale now on, offering exceptional value across the store, it's a brilliant time to start planning with tiles and finishes to perfectly complement your new kitchen. So if your summer plans include creating a kitchen that feels genuine special, start with Tile Style. Visit the Tile Style showroom in Ballymount to see full kitchen displays and finishes up close, or explore more at tilestyle.ie.
Moncrief on News Talk.
The Apprentice, the movie about the early days of Donald Trump, was an international co-production, is now nominated for a couple of Oscars. And one of the countries involved in making it, if you didn't know, was Ireland, in the shape of Tailored Films. Ruth Tracy is producer of the is one of the producers of The Apprentice. Afternoon, Ruth.
Hi.
It's kind of an unlikely thing, really, I suppose, that an Irish company would get involved with something like this.
Yeah, I suppose it is somewhat. But like, when we heard about the project and the talent involved and the director that was involved in it, like, we wanted to get involved. And I think there's everyone's fascinated by Trump, good or bad. And so we were quite intrigued when it was pitched to us. And here we are now.
Yeah. And what did they and like when these things are pitched to you, what, you know, were there other producers on board already? And what did they want you to do?
Yeah. So we were one of the last producers to get involved. Essentially, we brought the final piece of finance that made the film possible through Screen Ireland support. So we met with the lead producer, Daniel Beckerman, at Cannes almost 2 years ago now. And, you know, the project was kind of 80% funded, but they were missing a piece. And he pitched it essentially as the origin story of Donald Trump, played by Sebastian Stan, who was already involved at that stage, but directed by Ali Abbasi, who had done really innovative, groundbreaking films like Border and Holy Spider. So that to us was immediately intriguing, because he's a great director and we knew that he'd bring a real outsider's perspective to the story. So then we wanted to read the script, and the script was fantastic by Gabriel Sherman. And yeah, we felt really energized by it. And it also felt, at that time, there was talk of Trump running again for president, but I don't think anyone really foresaw how it was going to evolve over the next 9 months to a year. So they were about to start filming late 2023 was when they started filming, and we got involved mainly with post-production, but we also sent over some cast and crew as well.
Yeah, okay. So when you would... started filming, by the time you'd finished filming, it was almost like things had changed quite dramatically in the real world.
Yes.
And did that make things more difficult for you then when it came to finding distributors for the film?
Yeah.
To put it on even in cinemas in the United States anyway.
Exactly. It did, absolutely. I mean, the film premiered at Cannes Film Festival in 2024 and, you know, got a great response in the room. And a few hours later, when we were at the after party, Trump decided to tweet about it and called it, you know, that, you know, just election interference and it should be burned in a dumpster fire, I think were his words. So that immediately kind of unnerved distributors who had privately said that they quite liked it. You know, our goal at Cannes was to secure a streamer sale because we'd sold it to most territories around the world and the US was the one missing piece of the puzzle. So even though distributors quite liked it privately, they felt nervous, I guess, putting their head above the parapet, because at that point he'd mounted his campaign. And that kind of continued over all of last summer, because we received a cease and desist letter shortly after Cannes from Mr. Trump's legal team. And that essentially warned us that, you know, he considered what we were doing and the film to be malicious defamation and election interference.
OK, so what specifically did they want you to cease and desist doing?
Just bury the film, essentially,
yeah,
and show
okay.
it, never show it again after it had been shown at Cannes. It referred specifically to some of the comments from the director and writer and cast that had been said in the media, but also the fact that there was international funds involved in financing the film. So we obviously, you know, took it very seriously. We got legal advice from many different sources, and you know, in some ways it motivated us more that we needed to get it out there, because, you know, if he had such a problem with it, even though he hadn't seen it, you know, that essentially was censorship. And for a country that prides itself on free speech hugely, that was a problem for us. And so we became really motivated. We kind of embodied some of his own, the rules that Trump would take on himself, which is attack, 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 never admit defeat. We started following that same approach in terms of getting the film out there. But also we had some other issues with some of the finance within the film. So there was equity finance in the film also. There was an American company involved who, you know, some of their funds were traced back to pro-Trump funding, essentially. Mm. And they had got involved, I guess, misguidedly, thinking that potentially it was going to be a positive portrayal of Trump, even though it's not really a takedown, we would say. But they envisaged that it would be a very different film. So they wanted to pull out and we had to replace them before we could release it.
Oh, my word.
Very complicated, boring, legal stuff.
Yeah, but I wonder about the investors who wanted to pull out. Was it that they were always vehemently pro-Trump, or they said, uh-oh, as we've seen many American business people do, that the wind has changed here, we're going to go in that direction now?
Possibly. I mean, I don't think they had maybe analysed it to the extent that they should have in terms of their own due diligence, if they were going to be worried about, you know, the portrayal of Trump. But also, I think the fact that he was very vocal about the film and calling us human scum and all kinds of other things, you know, I suppose made people nervous. And the fact that his campaign was very successful, and, you know, it's not even a case that, you know, that he was legally going to mount a challenge that would be successful against some of these companies. But I think it was more the self-censoring feeling that people kind of took on. And I think that happened with the streamers too, and that there was just this feeling of, I don't want to publicly support this film. Whether or not it's actually a risk to our business, it that doesn't matter. It's more that I don't want to be seen to be supporting this.
Yeah.
And that kind of followed through in the awards campaign also, which is why the Oscars is so amazing to be nominated for, because Sebastian Stan, who plays Donald Trump in the film, he had a really difficult time during the early stages of the awards season. Variety, the trade magazine, does these interviews where actors interview each other and talk about their work. And, you know, they tend to be seen as like really important as part of the awards campaigning season. And they wanted Sebastian to talk about his role, but no actor would talk to him at all. It was complete, like...
Really?
Yeah. So what I love about what he did is he just said it. He said, like, no one will talk to me. This is insane. You know, we're supposed to be creatives. We're supposed to be, you know, liberal Hollywood, as Trump might say, but, you know, at the same time, no one will talk about this film. So I think actually him being honest about the fact that there was this self-censorship really changed people's view then about the film, and slowly people started realizing, actually, come on, like, it's not that controversial film, and really, you know, it's kind of crazy that people aren't talking about it.
Yeah, and in terms of it finding a home on a streamer, have you sorted that out? Do you know?
No, it's still ongoing. Yeah, it's still ongoing. So it's available on demand now if people want to rent it. But obviously, you know, the majority of people don't want to be paying necessarily to rent films, and they want to wait till it's on a streamer. So, you know, it was released in most territories throughout the world and did very well, did modestly well in the US. But yeah, we haven't got a streamer sale as yet. So that's
my word. And so were you surprised then when you got the Oscar nominations? Because there might have been that similar feeling of, let's, you know, it's good, but let's steer away from, you know, poking the beast kind
of
thing.
Yeah, absolutely. We were completely surprised, you know. All of the nominations came as a surprise, but particularly the Oscars, because it's the most conservative and traditional of all of them, and they tend to go for what they deem very worthy projects. So even though people had said, oh, it's great performances, we were never really on the, you know, predicted list. So we went to watch it in City Hall here as part of a kind of Screen Ireland watch party, and they announced Jeremy Strong as one of the first nominees, and we just sat down. We were like, oh my God, that's crazy. You know, we just really were so shocked and delighted for the two of them, because they really are real advocates for the film. They're very passionate about it.
Yeah. And so are you going to be going over?
We are, yeah. We're flying over tomorrow. So we're very excited. This is all completely new to us as a company. You know, it's been a crazy whirlwind. So we have tickets for Sunday. And yeah, we don't really know what to expect, but
Oh, did they not? When they give you tickets, did they not tell you this will take you 14 hours, but you'll get all this free stuff when you're there?
I don't even think we'll get free stuff. God knows where we'll be sitting, but Yeah, we're waiting for the details, but I think it starts at 2 p.m. or something. Yeah. And so you actually have to leave at 11 a.m. or something mad to actually get there. So, yeah, and they don't feed you. So, but
do they not?
I don't think so. I think it's, that's what I've heard, you know, just be prepared to.
No cocktail sausage or anything. No.
Maybe they're just making it out to be worse than it is and trying to put people off. But yeah, I don't know what to expect. I mean, so we're just going to enjoy the moment because we never expected we'd get to it.
Yeah. Does it help you as a company, though? It must do.
Oh, yeah. Big time. I mean, I think we've been around, like, we actually set the business up straight after college. So we're actually around 18 years. And, you know, this is, people have just the first time heard of us, really. You know, even though we've made other films, this one has kind of, everyone knows about The Apprentice. They mightn't have seen it. So it has been helpful for us as a company, definitely. And I think for Irish film too, because I think it shows that, you know, even though this isn't a film necessarily about Irish characters, it's about a story that's relevant to Irish audiences and the world. And, you know, it's never been more pertinent to kind of examine how Trump became the person he is today. And the fact that there's Irish talent involved in it and, you know, on screen and at Screen Ireland supported it, I think is a great statement about how brave Irish film can be.
Yeah. Can you tell me what things you're working on now? Are there, do they, yeah, they have to be kept hush hush?
No, we're working on a film in West Cork at the moment with Adam Scott, who's in Severance. Mm. So he's over with us for the next while. It's a very classic suspenseful horror film called Hokum with an Irish writer-director, Damien McCarthy. So he's an amazing director, great new talent. He directed a film last year called Oddity, which did very well. And yeah, we're in the middle of filming it at the moment. So yeah, it's
okay.
Great.
Well, best of luck with that and best
Thank
of luck
you.
When you get to LA. I hope you enjoy yourself. That was Ruth Tracy there, producer of The Apprentice and one of the founders of Tailored Films.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.